We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good middle of October weekend to you, and welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here with Lynn Woolley, the doctor of logic, every weekend. Appreciate John being behind the glass and all our listeners over in Houston, KSEV 700 AM, the voice of Texas. Lynn Woolley, I'm telling you, it is upon us, the election, after all these months, after all these weeks, after a couple years of anticipation. We have got a couple hurricanes converging now over the United States of America. We got the election coming on shore. We got the Supreme Court justice hearing front and center. We've got Joe Biden said the other day, just the other day, he slipped again and said he's running for the Senate. We've got the Hunter and Joe Biden corruption issue. Have you seen all this news? Did you see Donald Trump, the gladiator, is what I'm kind of thinking he is these days. He announced he's going to be on the campaign trail every day. There's 17, 16, just remember Tuesday, November 3rd. So this coming Tuesday, it'll be 2 weeks away exactly. But the news is upon us. We are here. I'm trying to figure out, you know, a lot of people see all this stuff flying around. You can't even get through one day without two major news stories. Is it a pile of trash that's sitting over in front of us, or is it a smorgasbord of delectable delights that we're in the middle of right here?
No, it's absolutely a crazy news cycle. 2.6 million Texans have voted in 3 days. I live in Bell County.
That's out of 28 million.
That's out of 28 million. And in Bell County, I tried to vote twice, can't get in. The wait is over 4 hours, and the lines are around the block.
In Bell County, in Temple, four hours?
And in Killeen as well. I don't like this early voting either, because there's so many things happening. There are reasons coming up every single day not to vote for Joe Biden. And I'll tell you what, I have to sit here in a chair so that my face is close to a microphone. But if I could, I would crawl on my belly into this studio. I would hoist myself up and pull this mic down on the floor and say, please do not vote for these nutcase Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is an election that may determine the future of this country. Trump had this country humming. Mm-hmm. You may not like the way he acts. You may not like his political style, but he has governed almost as a god. It has been so amazing.
While being a New York Yankee, we got to remember that. He's an obnoxious Yankee.
But he's a businessman. He's a problem solver. Listen to this. In today's Mark Thiessen column, Gallup poll finds 56% of Americans say they are better off 4 years ago or now than they were 4 years ago.
That's huge.
Ronald Reagan is the guy that coined that phrase. Yep. And the numbers weren't that high for either Reagan or for George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. 56% of the people say they're better off under Trump than they were under O'Biden, if we can use Biden's term.
Oh, I like
there.
That. And that's the key point in most people's minds. We all know that the Democrats and Joe Biden are trying to make this election about Donald Trump's personality. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is trying to make it about some issues like lawlessness versus law and order and the economy. And that's one of the main things that, you know, voters think about when they go into the voting booth, particularly the undecideds. They want to choose, frankly, and we've talked about this before, if this is, in fact, and this is what I like, that it's coming up this week with all this Hunter and Joe Biden corruption and how this email and the computer. This is, again, Lynn, just like 4 years ago when we had Hillary Rodham Clinton's computer and James Comey from the FBI coming out and them having egg on their face because they got caught red-handed with their hand in the cookie jar. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and corruption making tens of millions of dollars. This is just what Donald Trump was elected for, to drain the swamp. But what people are talking about or thinking about when they go into the voting booth, in the lesser of two evils now, that has been a concern of a lot of Republicans. Joe Biden wasn't Hillary Clinton, i.e., meaning he wasn't somebody who had such high negatives. And these last little percentages of factors that go into people's decision-making process will be what determines the slim margin. So that's a big, big number, that 56%.
It's a huge number. And I'll tell you another analogy that you could look at, and that is the whole idea that we had this Steele dossier, which has turned out to be Russian disinformation.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
And the Democrats were so willing to believe it.
Adam Shifty Schiff.
Absolutely. And they started unmasking people, and we had an investigation. They threw it out. It's crazy.
It was all a sham to take out Trump.
It was a sham to take out Trump, but the investigation of the unmasking did not produce any fruit. And I'm at the point where I believe if you're a Democrat and you're an empowered Democrat, nothing's ever going to happen to you. And now
you get caught red-handed, but you
but
have no repercussions. That's exactly right.
The only thing that I can say now about this Biden email episode involving the obvious, now we know, total, complete, 100% sleaze bag, which Hunter Biden is that this has more gravitas than the Steele dossier ever had.
Yep.
And yet, look at this freaking AP story in the morning paper. Mm-hmm. There are red flags raised about this. The FBI is investigating whether these Hunter Biden emails are part of a foreign influence operation. Okay, so this is going to go full circle, and they're going to say that this is a Russian disinformation campaign, which is what the Steele dossier was.
And none of the press is talking about it, which is interesting to me. Here you've got the candidates themselves out on the stump, or Donald Trump's out on the stump, Joe Biden not so much. You've got the candidates talking about their issues. So obviously Donald Trump's talking about the Biden Crime Inc. Corporation. You've got the mainstream media, who's ignoring what is something, as you said, as big or bigger. And it's bigger because we've actually now got this laptop computer. Can you imagine? Poor Hunter Biden has got some demons, obviously, but he leaves his laptop in some service company's little strip mall center and then forgets to go back and get it after 3 days or 3 months. And now Rudy Giuliani and the New York Post have it. But the mainstream media, here we had this quote-unquote town halls this week with 1 minute left, Lynn, and Joe Biden doesn't get asked a question. And we find out that some of the questioners that ABC have chosen are former Obama and Biden.
Well,
workers.
Look, here's the thing about those things, and we could talk an entire segment about them, and we can do that if you want to do it. But when you go to this ABC thing, you've got George Snuffleupagus. Did I pronounce his name right? George Stephanopoulos, who was a member of the Clinton War Room, who tried to screw up Mitt Romney with the very first question when he was the debate moderator,
yes,
asking Mitt Romney, do the states have the right to take away contraception from women? And that was a setup. Remember, we had
all a setup.
We had the war against women, or whatever it was, and that the Republicans were supposed to be waging at that point.
War of words, yep.
And so you have this entire 90-minute thing moderated by a Democrat operative who is the face of ABC News. All right, Jim Cardle's here. It's the Texas Insider Show. I'm Lynn Woolley, and we'll be right back after these words.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KJCE is Talk 1370, KSEV 700 is the voice of Texas. If you're hearing us in Austin, we're live on a Saturday. In Houston, we're just slightly delayed on a Sunday. And either way, glad to have you with us. Well, we've got Amy Coney Barrett. The nomination's going straight ahead. I think by the 23rd or so, she'll change her title from judge to justice. That looks like it's going to happen. And that may affect the Senate races. I want to get to that. But let's stay with this Hunter Biden thing. I've got a piece from the Associated Press buried in my local feature paper today. And it opens up like this. A New York tabloid's puzzling account about how it acquired emails purportedly from Joe Biden's son has raised some red flags. One of the biggest being the source of the emails, Rudy Giuliani. Let me submit to you, Mr. Cardle. This computer store repairman sent this hard drive or a copy of it to the FBI in 2019.
Yep.
Almost a full year ago. And the FBI suppressed it.
Oh, you mean James Comey's FBI and the government agency?
And Rod Rosenberg and all those guys.
That was going to take out the president after he won the election?
So let me postulate something here, and I'll get you to comment on it. When it comes to the Steele dossier versus the Hunter Biden hard drive, where it comes from is always of some interest. We now know that the Steele dossier came from a guy named Christopher Steele, who was a former British M1 agent or something like that, a spook, they call it. And it was all disinformation that originated in Russia, that Russia wanted to get out. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that means Russia was not wanting Donald Trump to win. I mean, that's just logical. All right, but where did it come from, and is there any reason to believe that's genuine? It came from Russia, and no, there was no reason to believe it's genuine. Mm-hmm. With regard to the Hunter Biden hard drive, where did it come from? It appears to have come from, let me see.
Hunter Biden.
Oh, Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
We need to be asking these questions about these two documents. Is the Steele dossier real? Was this information actually real or not? And the answer to that is pretty much no.
Well, it's been proven false.
And where did the Hunter Biden emails come from? Are those really Hunter Biden's emails? If those are Hunter Biden's emails, and if the big guy they mention in there is really Joe Biden...
You've got to pay half your income to the big guy.
To the big guy. And if Joe Biden was then skimming money off the top, this is what he cannot be president of the United States. And I'm saying this in Austin, Texas, the most liberal city south of the Red River. Folks, you can't vote for this guy. Go back and look at what Donald Trump did with the economy, with moving the capital to Jerusalem, all the great things that he's done. He's handled this virus in the most amazing way, with a travel ban that saved millions of lives, by rushing these vaccines through and trying to get them done. There's going to be some problems with them, but he's doing it faster with Operation Warp Speed than anybody else could. He's been an amazing president. Yes, and his style is rough, but he's been an amazing president.
I was going to say, and he did all this while he was tweeting away, which is what
absolutely
is the consternation of many Republicans.
But let me ask you this point blank. If this is genuine, and it appears that it is, and one of the biggest indications
it is
that CNN won't go anywhere near it.
Uh-huh.
But if these are serious, and this is really from Hunter Biden, doesn't that disqualify Joe Biden from being president?
Well, I don't know about disqualifying. It certainly does qualify him for being called to the stand and being put under oath immediately. Here's the thing, Lynn. We know in the last 48 hours this is Hunter Biden's computer because his attorney went to the shop
and said, can we have it back?
Asked for it back.
Yes.
It is Hunter Biden's computer. Here's the thing. This is a Harvard case study in corruption, and yet Facebook, Twitter, all the social media, the mainstream sock puppet media, as you mentioned, CNN and others, refused to ask a question about it. We did see late yesterday on the tarmac while he was getting into his super jet, you know, making a nice carbon footprint. Granted, they all have to get around fast. But at any rate, we did see a CBS reporter ask Joe Biden point blank about it, and he said, it's a scam. I expected you to ask such sleazy questions and so forth. He is denying it. It's Hillary Clinton all over and Bill Clinton. They not only deny it, but they deny it vociferously and are adamant that nothing happened. But the American people have a better sniffer than that. And it is a case of Corruption Inc. where the documents and the emails show they've even had corroboration now in the last 24 hours where some of the people that were on the email chain in Hunter Biden's computer, the press has tracked them down and they've said, yeah, this did happen. These are valid emails. I was part of it. This is true. So they're getting corroboration on it. But the biggest key on all this is that Joe Biden and his campaign continue to deny it. As long as they continue to deny what the whole world sees on his Hunter Biden's computer, that is a very bad move. It's flat out lying and it's Corruption Inc. And I don't know if it qualifies him for or disqualifies. I guess I would probably say yes. He's been caught red-handed with his hand in the cookie jar.
That's political corruption of the Tammany Hall variety. It's to me, it's worse than Watergate. I think Nixon was covering things up for political reasons. It looks like if this is true, Biden, the Bidens, will at least say Hunter Biden, and we think maybe Joe Biden was using his political influence as vice president to make money.
While he was vice president of the United States the amazing thing.
This has never happened in American history, as far as I can think of, unless your last name was Clinton, in which case it happened on a daily basis.
And I guess, Lynn, we should say what we're talking about is Barack Obama's president, Joe Biden's vice president. Obama names Joe Biden as the point person to handle the situation over in the country of Ukraine in Eastern Europe because they've just had a scandalous election. Their own government is looking into crime and corruption, and they're trying to repair their image. They're in full damage control, so they're seeking help from friendly countries as they have their neighbor Russia breathing down their neck. They are holding on by their fingernails, and they turn to the U.S. to help in whatever way they can, and obviously there's financial consideration. So and it's not only Hunter Biden, it's the rest of his family as well, and that's going to be coming out this week. But as vice president of the United States, for somebody and his family to be profiting in the tens of millions of dollars, and it's not just influence peddling, it's flat out crime, white collar, under the table, as clear as the nose on your face, benefiting from your position in power. And that is something I think it's the biggest story here for the rest of the election.
Well,
it's just amazing that we have a Supreme Court justice that a week ago we thought was going to be driving a lot of the discussion. And Joe Biden's got a problem on his hands.
Joe's got a problem, and ABC has a problem, and I think the other networks too. The fact that Stephanopoulos did not ask this may be the biggest example of journalistic malpractice in my lifetime. You know, Savannah Guthrie asked Trump about QAnon.
It's
a non-story.
Q what?
QAnon is a group of people that can believe what they want. And then she wanted to know, are you going to disavow, repudiate white supremacy? I believe Trump is on videotape repudiating it at least 15 times and maybe more, and he did it again.
As far back as 4 years ago, 5 years
well,
ago.
Well, at Charlottesville, he repudiated it on those famous comments.
And yet MSNBC yesterday, I got an email because I get MSNBC's Your Favorite News Source emails and updates from Rachel Maddow, and they are still, as of yesterday, after Donald Trump four times on Thursday night responded Savannah Guthrie, I denounce any white supremacy. And yet, where's the questions, Lynn, by the way, about Black Lives Matter? Does Joe Biden support Antifa? They're the ones that are in the streets.
Okay, let me ask you about this.
That's real.
What happened to the consecutive nights of burning and looting and protesting in downtown Portland?
They're still going on.
They're
still
going on.
It's day 131.
Are you serious? Because I don't know about it.
That's exactly
right. Nobody's reporting on it. Not CNN, not Ms. NBC, what's the other one? Not even Fox.
Yeah.
Nobody's reporting on it. Why? If we're still having protests, and I had assumed that maybe they were over. I'd done a little tour of the country, and I didn't see any of them. But if they're still going on, there is only one reason they're not being reported on, and that is because to report on them would be bad for Joe Biden. And I guess you know that the RNC, the Republican National Committee, has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against Twitter for huge in-kind contributions to the Biden campaign for not for slowing down, as they say, this news about Hunter Biden.
You're talking about a number of different things there. We got a minute left before we go to the news, but we've got a debate coming up on the 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville. And where we started with all this is, why did Savannah Guthrie interrupt President Trump 44 times?
It's easy.
And yet over on ABC News, George Stephanopoulos was playing patty cake with Joe Biden. And this is the issue. The mainstream press thinks they're doing Joe Biden a favor by not having it in the forefront. America knows about this, number one. And number two, they are really PO'd about the media trying to cover it up and take from us a decision-making factor.
Well, yeah, I think the thing is that Savannah Guthrie has what's his name on Fox?
It's a Harvard case study in corruption. It needs to be talked about.
Chris Wallace. Yes. She doesn't do her news reporting or her questioning of Trump for the people. She does it for her peers in news, and she was under tremendous pressure to try to destroy Donald Trump, and that's precisely what she tried to do. All right, well, we've got a guy who's given us a great economy running against a guy who may be about to be involved in the biggest scandal in political history in the United States. It's the Texas Insider Show. All right, folks, we are back on KJCE and KSEV. If you'd like to join us, our number 512-643-5483. That's 512-643-LIVE, if you've got those little letter things on your dial there. Eddie Van Halen coming up, bringing us back in, another musician that we have recently lost in what seems to be a long string. Jim, this is interesting. This is also from Mark Thiessen's column. This week, David Nabarro, a doctor and an envoy on COVID-19 for the World Health Organization, stated, "We in the WHO do not advocate lockdowns as the primary means of control of the virus." Ah. He noted that the devastation from the lockdowns,
economic,
have wreaked around the world, especially on the poor. What he's saying is this may cause the global poverty to double or triple.
Yep.
It's going to cause kids to not get an education. It's going to cause, Ruby Tuesday is a great example. The restaurant, they're closing 45 locations, I think, and laying off so many people. They've been terrible. And yet you've got
Sixth Street. Look at Sixth Street.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gone.
Well,
literally,
us
Austinites need to know this. Sixth Street is gone. The owners are one by one slowly saying they're not going to make it through the end of the year.
Well, what devastated me was when P. Terry's pulled out of downtown.
Yep.
That was
you're right, Lynn. People aren't going to the doctor to get heart scans. They're not going to the doctor to get cancer, just even their annual checkups, it is going to have long-term repercussions, just like we saw.
Well,
with
and
the
we could lose airlines. AMC, I believe, is that the movie
AMC
chain?
And yeah. Regal TV chains. Yes,
yeah, they're having all kinds of problems. I know radio revenue is down. Everything is down.
Typical.
Is down.
What we take for granted as a way of life in America is being snatched and driven.
I want to say
criminal.
Something about Andrew
and here
Cuomo.
Here they finally come out and say that they have to change their mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, give them a little credit maybe that they are doing the best they can. But the bottom line is that we've listened to the quote-unquote experts from the government, and as usual, everything the government touches turns to yogurt.
All right, three things that Trump has done that have been great. Number one, he had the travel restrictions put on China, and then he added Europe, and that saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lives.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Trump tried to keep the economy open as much as we can. Our national debt is exploding now.
Mm-hmm.
We're at $27 trillion. That's unsustainable, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we can't keep lockdowns. Trump tried to manage the economy in the midst of all these Democrat-insisted lockdowns. And the third thing that he has done is Operation Warp Speed, trying to get that vaccine. We're going to have some fits and starts here trying to get one that actually works. And it's not a cure. It's a vaccine. It bolsters your immunity, but there's no cure for this or any other virus.
Can I add one?
Sure.
Here's from the front page of the Wall Street Journal earlier this week. Consumer confidence surged in September and had its biggest increase since April 2003. It's the highest level since March, and that is the mindset of what people are going into the voting booth with. Do you have this image of law and order that's being covered or in the protests being covered up? Do you have this image of lockdown and losing your livelihood? Or do you have this image of we want to get back to normal, we had a great... And then the thing is, Lynn, this is what Joe Biden's really got to be worried about, I think, is here we're all talking about the high level of early voting. By the way, everybody, in early voting, the first 2 days are always when most folks go early vote, the first 2 days and the first last days. So you can see these numbers where early voting in Ohio is up by 366%, in Wisconsin by 286%. I'm not accurate in those numbers, although we did just see on MSNBC here in the studio that it is up 200% and 400% in some of these battleground states from 4 years ago. But that's not to be, you know, unexpected per se with all the interest and everything. What Joe Biden's really got to be worried about is what you're talking about, Lynn, is we have listened to government experts, we have reacted and done the best we can, but the average working guy is the subset of voters that are going to determine this election. The whites without college degrees, the Hispanics in Arizona and Florida and New Mexico who are really concerned about this issue of work and of Catholicism. The Democrats, they did a good job of not talking about it. But these subsets of voters is what's going to drive and determine the election. It's not the high numbers overall. We should be thrilled, and I'm thrilled. Tens of millions of Americans are coming back to the voting booth. That's a good thing after decades of lackluster engagement. But now we're engaged, and it's going to be a real test to see if Trump can turn them out. And in the next segment, I want to get into the exact turnout machines and how blocking and tackling is being done.
But here's the thing, when you talk about the debates, and I want to mention Andrew Cuomo because there's something that he just did that is just makes me want to scream. But I'd like for somebody, maybe Savannah Guthrie or her clone, who's going to do this next one, ask Joe Biden exactly what would you have done different from what Trump did? Because at the first debate, if you'll remember, Biden laid out his plan about COVID and how to fight it. And when he got done, Trump looked over him and said, I like your plan. It sounds exactly like my plan. But
plagiarism.
But gosh, Joe Biden knows something about plagiarism.
Or you go back to the Democrat debates in October, November, December, all the way up to February and March when the corona was upon us. The Democrats did not. They had even more direct comments toward downplaying the corona than Donald Trump did at the time. They had no plan. They recognized it far later than the average American.
Yeah, I've got a list by date and by Democrat of what they said in the early days when Trump was putting that travel ban in. They said he was xenophobic and that he was racist to do it.
And your friend Andrew Cuomo, like you're saying, he's trying to rewrite history.
Let me talk about Andrew Cuomo for just a moment because this one really chapped my rear end.
Uh-oh.
I just found this out this week. Cuomo, as you know, decided that he didn't want to give Trump any credit for anything. So the ship that was sent by the federal government, it was pretty much empty. They sent it out. They turned it into a hospital ship, and it was supposed to take the patients that didn't have COVID. But what Cuomo couldn't stand it, which is why Pelosi isn't doing another stimulus bailout. She doesn't want to give Trump the victory. Mm-hmm. These are evil people. I'm sorry, E-V-I-L. It's live spelled backward, E-V-I-L.
Well, your significant other was up there doing the Lord's work at one of the most severely hit hospitals in New York City.
And, NYU, and they had to turn hospital in Brooklyn.
That boat around because the state wasn't sending people over to
That's
it.
Right. And so the governor who sent people into nursing homes that were infected so that they could infect other people, and it killed several hundred thousand people, has a book out called Leadership Lessons from Andrew Cuomo's Handling of COVID. I just, you know.
Is it on your bedside table?
No. I would need a vomit bag to do that. How can they make a guy into a hero who kills so many people? And I ask you, if you're a liberal and you're listening to us in Austin, Texas, 512-643-5483. I'll do it again in just a second. Call and tell me, what would you, Joe Biden, Hillary, Diane, Rodham Clinton, William Jefferson, Blythe Clinton, anybody, what would any Democrat have done different in the early days of COVID than what Trump did? Would you have shut the entire economy down?
Well,
could the country even be standing? 512-643-5483.
Here's the thing, Lynn. We've got some stories up on TexasInsider.org about this. Is America right now, we've talked about the Hunter Biden and the Crime Inc. Harvard case study that the Biden family is and how they've been caught red-handed. But is the coronavirus, for instance, are all these things now coming front and center in the voters' minds? Octavia Ratu gave us an article this week about the millennial impact or the impression on the election, and it's entitled, Has the Point Been Reached Where No One Realizes the Catastrophe We've Suffered? Has the point been reached where no one realizes the catastrophe we've suffered? I think people are waking up to it. Again, I said it at the first segment of the show, it's shaping up pretty much exactly like 4 years ago. Number one, the Democrats are making the same mistakes. They're believing the polls, and they think they got it won, so they're not doing things they ought to be doing. Number two, we've got a computer scandal where the Democrats have been caught with Corruption Inc. And number three, the American public is really having these things driven home where they understand the seriousness of the election. And that's the enthusiasm factor that I think is going to carry the day. We can see all these big numbers of registrations and early voting. But in terms of turnout, the Democrats, I just don't think the Democrats have a lot to.
Well,
Joe Biden's not giving them a reason. He's not giving them policy issues. That's what Donald Trump is going to be focusing on. And I need to say, Donald Trump, again, is on the campaign trail every day for the next 17 days.
He's got three appearances today. Joe Biden has one appearance today to Trump's three, and that's a difference in stamina.
Yep.
Trump after spending 3 days
Great
in the hospital
point.
With COVID, is out on the campaign trail fearlessly. He's not letting it stop him.
I got to interrupt
you. Joe Biden can't do that.
Lynn, because this is a key point, I think. Americans, that's another factor that they're looking at. Does Joe Biden have the physical and mental stamina to take on the rigor and the pressure of the White House?
He had the physical and mental stamina in the 1960s to take on Corn Pop. Now, as we have now found out that Corn Pop was with his boyfriend that day, apparently there's things that we didn't know about Corn Pop.
Well, that was a great line in the first debate when Trump said, I've done more in 47 months, Joe, than you've done in 47 years.
Yeah, and what did Biden say to somebody on the campaign trail just recently who challenged him a little bit on his physical and mental stance? And he said, "Come on, man, you get down on the floor. See it. I'll do push-ups with you. Come on, man, I'll do push-ups with you. You're a pony soldier. Just a pony soldier."
Just a joke.
This guy is a, and he's been wrong on every policy issue. If Joe Biden had been in charge, Osama bin Laden would still be alive.
So says Robert Gates, the CIA director and Secretary of Defense of George W. Bush. That's a big, big thing. But you're right. The history of his performance, the accomplishments lacking, the physical stamina, it's got to be a question for the voter.
Well, it sure does. Our telephone number, 512-643-5483. There is still a lot of meat to come because there is so much going on in this news cycle that we have right now. Beto the Mosquito, Beto O'Rourke, is back in the news. And I ain't happy about it. Jim is happier about it than I am, and he's not even happy about it. All right, Lynn Woolley and Jim Cardle, it's the Texas Insider Show on KJCE and KSEV, and we'll be right back. KJCE is Talk 1370 Austin. That's the right choice. KSEV is the voice of Texas, AM 700 in our largest metropolitan area, or our largest city anyway, Houston, Texas, and right up there with the DFW area. We should be on in DFW. We should be everywhere, Mr. Carl.
Ubiquitous.
Right. It's the Texas, yes, and we should be everywhere in addition to being ubiquitous. All right, Jim Cardle and Lynn Woolley, let's talk a little bit about turnout and whether Trump actually has a chance, because Jim, to listen to the mainstream media, which I believe is practicing incredible voter suppression right now, they're telling us conservatives, don't go to the polls. There's no reason to. Trump can't possibly win. Look at how Biden is dominating all the battleground states. So let me ask you a blunt question. Is this election over?
Absolutely not. And he's not dominating all the battleground states, truth be known. A lead story in Texas Insider right now is quoting John Zogsby, the pollster and famous for having predicted fairly accurately more than some of the other mainstream polls, presidential elections, all the way back to Ronald Reagan. In the first sentence in the paragraph, he says, "I'm a Democrat, but I just don't think the 2020 poll sampling is accurate." What he's talking about there is poll sampling. Is the polls is an inexact science. They have to go out and try and get a legitimate, accurate representation of the voting public. And that means by demographic breakdown, by geographic breakdown, they look at, most importantly, the sampling talks about turnout. How do you start and determine, you know, is it going to be 45% Republicans and 35% Democrats or vice versa? Well, they look at what happened 4 years ago when Hillary Clinton won 36% of the vote, Donald Trump won 34% of the vote, and the independents won the rest. But what they're talking about is the accuracy of the polls here, Lynn. And in fact, as we talked about before, don't believe the polls until the last week or two. And here we are. I'm going to tick through some. Here's a Mammoth poll earlier in the month that said 65% of Americans say maintaining law and order is their number one problem. Here's a Rasmussen poll that says 49% of likely voters nationwide. Likely voters is the subset. First, you get voting age people. Then, are they registered to vote? That's good. If they're registered to vote, do they say they're likely to vote? Likely voters is a good indication. 49% of likely voters nationwide support easing the COVID restrictions, while 58% of Hispanics say our best days are ahead. Another poll this week came out that said Donald Trump is winning in large cities and with swing voters who voted for both Obama and Trump in the last two elections. Trump is winning big, 70% to 21%. Here's one that says the battleground states are tighter than they were 4 years ago. In the battleground states on Thursday, October 15th, that was just a couple days ago, Trump is running 0.5% ahead of where he was at this stage in 2016. So you're asking about these battleground states, Lynn. This is what it comes down to. Do you know that Joe Biden on Facebook has 1.9 million followers? You know how many Donald Trump has on Facebook? 29 million voters, 10 times as much. Donald Trump, you go to these rallies that he's having, this is key. And I know we got to get to some state stuff, but this is key, and this is why folks are Texas insiders. Donald Trump has been having these rallies for 4 years now all across the country. I saw some figures from Pennsylvania earlier this week when he went in there. Of 19,000 people that turned out for the Donald Trump rally in Pennsylvania, one of the key battleground states, 17% of them had never voted in the last, had not voted in the last two presidential election cycles, and 34% of them, Lynn, were Democrats. That is the indication, and they gather by your cell phone, so they know how to get to them, they know where they are, they know their background, and they are going to be contacting those people to turn out to vote, where the Democrats and Joe Biden's campaign doesn't have any
semblance. So you think it's more turnout than it is Hunter Biden scandal or whether Trump disavows white supremacy or QAnon? So let me ask you this question.
Before you do that, I got to add one thing. If you're contacted by a campaign or have somebody knock on your door, you're 20% more likely to go vote. The Biden campaign's not doing it. It's unexcusable.
That's interesting. But I want to ask you this because I don't like early voting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a week in advance or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in the old days, if you were going to be out of town, that's when you early voted. And now it's just early voting because it gives the Democrats the ability to bus people to the polls for 2 or 3 weeks. But given the fact that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are entering a major scandal, it's only got a couple of weeks to play here.
Mm-hmm.
If how many people have already voted who would have changed their vote, or would anybody? Are we so polarized that this scandal's not even going to have any effect?
I bet you'd be surprised. I think there are, if you're undecided, you're still waiting, I would guess, and you haven't voted. You're not doing it to tick off some from mm-hmm. your list. You're still looking at these things. So absolutely, that will be a key major factor. And it's just like we talked about earlier. It's 2016 all over again when Hillary Clinton and her email scandal and a Harvard case study in corruption from a well-known Democrat family, that's what motivated people to get to the polls and to have somebody clean the swamp. That's what Donald Trump's been elected for. Yes, he's an obnoxious New Yorker. Yes, he tweets too much. But if you're looking at a worst-case scenario of a choice between the lesser of two evils, you're going to go for somebody, as you've been ticking off, who managed the economy, who grew jobs, Hispanic and blacks. Donald Trump is going to get more Hispanic and black voters than Republican presidential candidates have in the last 4 or 5 cycles, and that's almost unsurvivable. So these state-by-state races are key, and Donald Trump, I'm convinced, he may not have the money to be on TV. That's one thing. That's AstroTurf. He does have the money to be contacting these people and turning out the vote.
All right, let me ask you some quick questions back and forth on what happens with regard to certain issues. Does it help Trump or does it help Biden? Amy Coney Barrett's nomination and approval, Trump or does it help Biden?
Big win for Trump.
Big win for Trump?
Yep.
All right, I just noticed on MSNBC here that Ice Cube has come out for Trump.
Really?
Yeah, and it apparently is coming under a great deal of criticism for that. So
a black rapper.
Kanye. So let me ask you about Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which have been terrorizing cities like Seattle, Portland, Kenosha, Wisconsin, so on and so mm-hmm. forth. Does that help Trump or does that help Biden?
Well, it would help Trump if it were being talked about. I think they've been in the, I've done battle with them before in the streets over my career. In politics, they are paid for. They are being told to stand down, and I don't know that they're going to be an issue.
All right, well, let's talk about media suppression. You heard how Savannah Guthrie went after Trump, asking him literally stupid questions and bringing up the old tax canard again, while Stephanopoulos is over there hurling those softballs.
Yep.
Oh, let me do the cartoon real quick.
Okay.
I found the cartoon. It's Mallard Fillmore a couple of days ago, I think Thursday, or no, it's Fridays, mm-hmm. and he works at a TV station, WFDR. All right, so Mallard's on the left, and they're looking at the bulletin board, and the manager's on the right, and on the bulletin board, there's a softball posting, and you sign up for it.
Okay, to play softball.
Well, maybe.
Sign up on the team.
And Mallard is saying, I didn't know our station had a softball team. And the general manager says, we don't. That's the sign-up sheet to ask a question at the Biden town hall.
Oh, my God.
So does it – I think it does hurt Trump, but let mm-hmm. me ask you how much, or maybe you disagree with me.
Oh, I do.
On TV, you've got Fox News and a little bit from OAN and Newsmax. Mainly, you've got Fox News. There's not another channel. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN are all anti-Trump. Not one of those networks is going to cover the Hunter Biden scandal, mm-hmm. but they're going to do – everything they can about Trump's tax returns. How much is that a problem?
Two things. I do think that Donald Trump did himself some disservice. He was good the other night. He looked presidential. He needs to act presidential. I think Joe Biden has looked pretty darn good in these debates, but the media's disdain for Donald Trump and what that says to the American people is that we don't like you, the average American voter. That's going in Donald Trump's favor, I think, big time.
All right, we got just about a minute left.
Don't forget Beto the Mosquito.
We've got Beto the Mosquito right here, or Beto the Mosquito, whatever. This is the shocking story in the Austin American Snakeskin that ran yesterday online, and it's in the paper today. Texas State University in San Marcos has hired Beto the Mosquito, the guy who is supposed to be the gun czar, who's going to come take all our guns, to teach political science. This is a travesty. And this is why, I mean, does Texas State not have any shame at all? And let me ask you this question, Jim Cardle, when we're down to inside a minute. Why doesn't Governor Abbott do something about this? He appoints the Board of Regents for these state schools.
Well, that'd be a little heavy-handed trying to handpick your professors. I just don't understand why a fairly significant university would do such a thing. I want to go back, Lynn. All these people are talking about newly registered voters in the mainstream media. If you're a newly registered voter, your name's not in the system for pollsters to tap into you. Newly registered voters don't show up in the polls. They're going to be voting, and I think, for Donald Trump because they don't like where our nation could potentially.
All right. Can we breathe just a little bit? The show's almost over. Yep. Amy Coney Barrett will sit on the Supreme Court and maybe will help decide the issue coming up over whether illegal aliens
voting
should be
in Senate Judiciary this week, on the Senate floor the week after.
Yeah, whether illegal aliens can be counted in the census for reapportionment. All right, Lynn Woolley and Jim Cardle, it's TexasInsider.org. I'm at WBDaily.com.
Great
and
show.
My podcast is PlanetLogic.us. Be logical, everybody. Lynn Woolley saying we'll be back next week and reminding you that you're either an insider
or you're not. I'm Jim Cardle. Great job, Lynn. Have a great week, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.